Hi, and welcome to the latest Outsports podcast. I was told by someone that we need to start announcing the date of recording. So it is, instead of saying it's early March, it is March 8th. And this is Sid Ziegler here with Jim Buzinski. Jim, it was kind of a big week for Outsports. Some big changes.
Yeah, we were bought.
Bought and sold. I love the comments, like a couple people saying, sellouts, you... One guy posted somewhere, and I didn't see it, but somebody from SB Nation sent me this comment that a guy said, now I know... His first comment was, now I know that I shouldn't go to Outsports anymore because the homophobes at SB Nation will whitewash the site and destroy what it is. And then, like, 8 minutes later, he posts a follow-up. I might have to retract some of what I said because I've done a little bit more reading about SB Nation, and I might have been wrong. We'll see. So, yes, you were wrong. Yes, you were wrong, and the SB Nation is not changing Outsports except for the better. It looks better. It's more interactive, even though I can only – have you gone back to the old discussion board to see if people are complaining?
No, because they can't post.
Oh, I thought they could.
No, they could view it. They could save. They could archive stuff. They can't post stuff.
Oh, geez. I thought they could.
No, and part of it is there's a technical problem that's too complicated to get into now. So basically, if they're complaining, they can come to the new site and complain. We have a thread set up for the board.
Ah, geez. Well, we were under the impression that we were going to let that happen for...
That was the plan, and it's a little complicated, but it's not working right now, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get that part back up.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Well, we're sorry if you're listening and you were trying to post. We thought that was going to be possible.
We do encourage you to go to the new site if you want to vent against it. There's a thread set up, and just post away.
Yeah, and on the for people who say they're confused about the new discussion board, it is a place called Fan Posts. If you just click on Fan Posts at the top of the page, you'll be brought to the most active fan posts. If you click on Recent, you can see them listed by how recently they were posted. So just take a look at that. It's not divided by sport or anything, but you know it's still usable, and I believe it's searchable. But that's our way to interact now.
Yeah, it's not a traditional discussion board, but it has the same functionality and actually more functionality. And the cool thing is you write a good post, it could get as our lead story. We have a guy wrote about March Madness, and we liked it, and we just made it the lead story for the day. And it's something we could never do with the old discussion board, so we think it's more powerful. But change is always unpopular with some people, so we totally get it, but please give it a chance.
Yeah, stick it out. It'll get better. We keep getting. We start seeing bugs and things that we need to fix, so it'll keep getting better. But it was pretty cool and very well received. I was in Out Magazine party last night, and there was lots of people who had seen the news and very nice and congratulatory. So it's all good. It's mostly good. It's mostly good. And I guess the other piece, you know, almost actually eclipsed that news from the public perspective, and certainly from a traffic perspective, was the story of Fallon Fox, a mixed martial arts athlete who's transgender and fighting as a woman. And we had the first feature story on her, Sports Illustrated. You know, what's interesting kind of how this news broke. I got a phone call on Monday night from Kai Allam saying, you know, I have an athlete who needs help. And Sports Illustrated was given the kind of the right to break the story. But I was told that I interviewed Fallon. I could run mine as soon as theirs broke. And for some reason, instead of running their full-length personal feature piece first, they went with a news story about kind of inside baseball and licensing issues. So it kind of opened the door for us to run the first full-length feature, which
got a lot of traffic. Took,
it got a lot of traffic. And I don't know, Jim, have you talked to people about this issue? Because I haven't. It's amazing how many gay people, forget about the straight people, the gay people are confused about this issue.
Well, I think the transgender issue just confuses a lot of people, and they kind of don't know what the reaction is. The comments started out on Outsports to be really positive, and then kind of the trolls came in, and there was some really kind of nasty stuff that often happens when we write stories that get a larger audience.
Yeah.
To me, it's a cut and dried issue. I mean, if she is eligible to fight, she should be able to fight. And there are people kind of contend that her bone density is different because she's a man, and they go on and on and on about this stuff. And to me, it's simply, it should be a non-issue, but a lot of people, it's a big deal. Right? I mean, is there a push to get her, not able to fight in Florida?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure people are trying to stop her from fighting, but you know, to me, it really is all about simply lack of education, and quote, lack of education is, you know, often used as a term kind of to mean, well, you're behind the times and you're not with the times. It really doesn't have to do with education. It has to do with, you know, just personal values. This is truly simply an education issue. I had lunch yesterday with a friend of mine who's gay, who's very knowledgeable, very progressive on issues, and his first words out of his mouth were, well, she shouldn't be allowed to fight women. She was born a man. That's not fair. You can't do that. And I said, well, what if I told you that the International Olympic Committee would allow her to fight as a woman in the Olympics? And he said, well, why? And I said, well, because she's had hormone therapy for 10 years and gender reassignment surgery 6 years ago. Every shred of advantage she ever had from being born male is completely gone, and her testosterone level is likely lower than that of your average woman. And he just looked at me and said, I didn't know that. If that's the case.
I think that's it, right? I think it's ignorance is more than anything else. They simply assume that it's simply a man pretending to be a woman, or a man who, you know, is still a, you know, they don't get the body changes and all that stuff. And it should be a non-argument in the, you know, in places like the, you know, the U.S. or the IOC have made it where these athletes can compete. But so many people still are very ignorant about it.
Yeah. And I appreciate, and this is the thing, like, if you're going to come onto our website and bring your opinions, back them up. And if you're just going to come with opinions based on really nothing, well, I think or guess this, then you have to allow yourself to be open to education and the facts. So you can have your opinion. If you read all the facts and you still say, for whatever reason, if you disagree with all the doctors and the LPGA and the WTA, and by the way, the National Boxing Commission, which has a trans policy that Fallon fits into, if you disagree with all those people, then so be it. But you're in a distinct minority.
Yeah, you're not allowed to sort of have your prejudices, basically butt up against facts and science. You know, you could probably keep your prejudices, but you got to deal with the reality here. And the reality is, you know, Fallon is should be allowed to compete in her sport, the sport she loves, and she's gotten a lot of good support though. I also know that.
Yeah, what's sad is that when I talked to her Tuesday morning, she was very afraid. She had no support, and, you know, people have stepped up, and she has, you know, a team of people now who know these issues and are ready to go to battle for her. But my guess is they're not going to have to go to battle, because I think that, from what I hear, the Florida Commission will eventually, and it might not be till, God, late April or May, they will eventually license her. But, you know, it's a sensitive issue to a lot of their fans. They have to listen to them. They have to go through the process. So I appreciate it. The other cool thing is that the promoter of the event could very easily say, she's not licensed, she's not able to fight, I'm replacing her in this tournament that she's in. And he didn't. He said, I'm postponing the tournament. We're going to wait for her. I stick by her. Now, of course, that's ratings gold for
him.
Well,
I was going to say, if he was a smart promoter, he would do that. Otherwise, why would you kick off your main attraction? I mean, Hibiki wanted, you know, because she's in, what league is she in? I mean, she's not in the UFC.
No, this particular, I mean, she's not in a league. This particular promoter runs the, I believe it's called the CFA, I can't remember, blah, blah, Fighting Alliance or something like that. So it's not really, there aren't really leagues. There's just, you know, promoters have these organizations or these events that they promote. But,
yeah, but I mean,
you'd never heard of it before this week.
But I'm saying, so that's great. That's great for that, you know, for that particular event, because people are now going to pay attention. It's like when Orlando yep. Cruz fought for the first time after coming out as a gay boxer. He was, you know, in a class and in, you know, in a fight that normally would have gotten no attention, got a lot of attention.
Right. Well, I was on HuffPost Live yesterday, and the question asked to us was the host asked, well, do you think she'll lose any fans? And I said, if she loses, first of all, she probably only has 20 fans right now, or did a week ago. But if she loses 10 of them, she just gained 1 million. So I think she's going to come out okay.
Yeah, I think so too. Exactly. I mean, she's not going to – you're right. She can't lose what she didn't have already.
Right. Yeah, she's a – I mean, there are 1,000 female – professional MMA fighters in the country. Nobody, real, I mean, for all intents and purposes, with all due respect to her, almost no one has ever heard of her. But, you know, who knows what next week will bring. Well, we didn't expect to be talking about this a week ago. Again, go to outsports.com and check out the website. Root around, see what you can find. Let us know if there are problems. Go to the fan post sections and post your opinions. I posted mine on Richard Sherman, who I'm so done with at this point.
Oh, because he insulted Tom Brady. That's why you're done with him.
No, that has nothing. I was like, yeah, he's a gnat, right? That. Did you see his rant on ESPN yesterday?
I did.
Or was it today?
Yesterday with Skip Bayless. He's a loudmouth, and what I loved in the NFC, you know, the NFC divisional playoff game when Julio Jones caught that touchdown pass over him and basically like handed him the ball and like, you know, totally toasted him. So he kind of, you know, that's the way you show up a guy like Richard Sherman. You get open deep and you burn him.
He's just a talker. I just don't. It's not my style. I don't like what he has to say. I really don't like Skip Bayless or Stephen A. Smith. But Sherman got really nasty and personal, and I do not like that guy. So,
well, and that's what these fan posts are like. You want to vent about something, go right on there, and, you know, Sid already has a couple of people, one guy saying blah, 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 which, of course, is a great reply.
Right. Really? Well, the Patriots still went further. No, wait.
And the Seahawks,
they did.
Yeah,
they
won one game for us.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. All right, well, check back next week and go Fallon Fox.